business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday already. Can you believe the week is zipping by? I don't know if it is for you, but it certainly is for us. It's 7:37 on this Wednesday morning. If you're just getting on your way, as always, we like to remind you to make sure that you are giving yourself enough time to get there safely. Make sure that you're watching out not only for yourself, but for others as well. Now, as we were driving in, it looks a bit overcast, like we might get some rain today. So you might want to pack your umbrella. It seems like for the last few days, we've been having sort of scattered showers. I mean, it rains in some places and others it doesn't. But you know what? To be on point, be prepared with your umbrella. It's Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you what, it feels good this Wednesday morning. We hope that you are watching out not only for yourself, but for kids who are soaking up the last bits of summer vacation. If you look around at stores, kids are everywhere. Parents are getting school uniforms. Everybody is getting set. And you know what? Summer is progressively winding down. It seems like the days are just zipping by for those kids that are trying to soak up the last days of summer. So we want to make sure that you're watching out for them, steering clear of their rear ends, making sure that you know they're not just in neighborhoods, but they are everywhere. Hey, we've got some incredible things on point this morning, so you gotta stay with us. We're gonna take a break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you who and what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Yeah, Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. 3 new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? when flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles. Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:48 Central Standard Time, 8:48 Eastern. And we want to get right on point. Let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about an incredible book that came to our attention. And let me tell you the title. It's called Stiletto Network, Inside the Women's Power Circles That Are Changing the Face of Business. The author of this incredibly powerful book is Pamela Reichman. Pamela, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I want to jump right in, Pam, and talk about exactly what Stiletto Network is.
Stiletto Network is an underground movement of dinner groups and networking circles. I have found these groups in every major city in the U.S. and globally too, and most of the groups have no more than 10 women, but in aggregate they number in the tens if not hundreds of thousands of women nationwide, and a lot of them have funny names. They call themselves the Babes in Boyland and the Chicks in Charge and the Vault and Forced to Be as in Reckoned With, but I've found this same activity among women in all industries and in all age groups. So it's happening among senior executive women, but it's also happening among aspiring millennials and moms launching businesses in their basements. Mm-hmm. And I followed the money. And so I've charted billions of dollars of transactions and corporate board seats attained and companies founded and funded, all as a result of these little groups, all as a result of genuine female friendships.
Absolutely. Now, this is what I want women to hear. this is not just a group of women that are meeting and that are, they are meeting and they're lunching, but this is a group of women around the country that is literally changing the dynamics and the landscape of competing against each other. And they're doing it by sharing intelligence and even by sharing wealth. Talk about that.
That's absolutely right. What we're finding is that for the first time in history, there's an accumulation of women's wealth. You know, if we control 82 to 85% of household spending, we have to be good stewards of that. And what I found is women meeting in these small groups, they get to know each other at a very deep level. Again, they're based in loyalty and trust and friendship. But what they've ended up doing is this, not just talking at dinner. You know, it's not just a story about women talking.
Right.
I say it's a story about women doing. Because work is now so much a part of our lives, and what they've done is they've invested in each other's businesses, they've gone to bat for each other to get each other new jobs, and they've started new companies together. They've really, you know, I said this before, you know, I profiled a lot of very high-powered women in the book, but many of them say they weren't wealthy or accomplished when they started these groups, and they credit these other women with facilitating their success, with, you know, launching their new businesses, becoming their clients, rallying around them to make them, to allow them to become the women they were meant to be in the world.
And for me, the reason why, and I get chills talking about the book, I want every woman that is contemplating, considering, that has a business to get this book, because what the book does and did for me is it speaks to the possibility that women can come together and they can empower each other in a meaningful way. I want you to talk about this, how they get past the pettiness, the competition, and everything else to really propel each other to that person's dreams, their destinies, their passions, and so on.
Absolutely. And, you know, for this reason, it's what I found is this same formula replicated all over the country. And again, most of the participants, these women didn't think they were changing the world. They thought they were just changing each other's lives. And they talked about their groups in these terms unheard in business. Time and time again, I was hearing from, you know, again, very senior executive women calling their friendships with these other women, these groups, magical, fated, meant to be. You know, they allowed me to become the person I am today. And so, but the way they come about is totally organic, which means anyone can do it. It usually starts with two close female friends who say, gosh, we work so hard during the day, and then we run home to our families at night. On the weekends, we're taking our kids to birthday parties.
Right.
Friendship has fallen by the wayside.
That's
Wouldn't
right.
it be great to meet more smart, dynamic, fun, motivated women?
Mm-hmm.
And so they organize a dinner, and each woman brings another woman, you know, that their friend doesn't know. And she says, oh, you'll love her. She's fantastic. She, you know, she's got this thriving career in whatever field. But suddenly you have a group of women coming together from different spheres. Maybe they're from tech and media and finance and retail and consumer products, you name it. Women coming together to exchange guidance and intel and expand their horizons. And they're increasing their spheres of influence.
Absolutely.
And most of the groups, again, have no more than 10 women. But the key to these groups is really that filter. As you said, you know, to combat the pettiness and the jealousy. Each woman around that table has the backing of another woman there. So even if you don't know her personally, your friend has said to you, she's wonderful, you're going to love her, she's smart, she's great. And so you are immediately predisposed to like and trust each other.
Right. And what she does, and what she does, Pam, for that other woman, and I loved that in the book, you use that scenario, a woman who doesn't necessarily like to quote-unquote network, or that is an introvert, she instantaneously breaks the ice.
That's absolutely right. You know, as opposed to walking into a conference room of 200 people, you know, networking with a capital N with your hello, my name tag is on, this is true intimacy. It's based in loyalty. And what's interesting is, you know, what so these women organize a first dinner, then they go out and they have so much fun and they realize they can learn from and they help each other and they want to do it again. And so what's amazing is because the relationships at heart, you get to know each other on a deeper level. They're not transactional, but they're generating billions of dollars of transaction.
Absolutely.
Why? Because these women trust each other.
This
because
is,
they are going to bat for each other, and they're realizing it's so much easier to do this together than alone.
This is the most powerful book that I have read to date on networking, but not just going in and being fake and being pretentious. This is the real deal about women with power coming together to help other women gain power.
That's exactly right.
And the thread and the common thread are shoes that are instant icebreakers.
It's true. It's true. And actually, that is where this story started for me. And this was a little bit controversial at first because I'm a freelance writer. I write for the New York Times. I was writing a business article, right? So you're not supposed to talk about what women are wearing in a business article. But I walked into this started a couple of years ago. I attended a women's conference in California, and I walked into a room of 50 of some of the nation's most high-powered women. And I was struck immediately that they defied the age-old stereotypes of women in the workforce. You know, mm-hmm. they weren't wearing the blue and gray pinstripe suits of yesteryear and, you know, the dowdy shoes. You know, they were in chic dresses and beautiful shoes, and a lot of them had long hair. Somebody mm-hmm. actually commented that she'd never seen so much long flowing hair in a boardroom.
Uh-huh.
But to your point, they were actually the icebreakers that these women were using. When, as I was watching them, they were saying, oh my gosh, what fabulous shoes. I love
uh-huh.
those. I love your dress. Where did you get it? You know, what a fantastic handbag. This mm-hmm. is whereas guys might fall back on sports, this was our social currency. It was a way to break the ice and to show another woman that you appreciated her sensibility.
Absolutely.
But what was following from that is all of this incredible business.
Mm-hmm.
It was relationship building, but the women's way of doing it, a comfortable way for us.
Absolutely. And within this network, Pam, women have raised millions of dollars for other women's businesses.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Listen, I want you to tell people how they can connect with you. I want you to tell them where your website is and how they can get the book.
Absolutely. You can get the book anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, your local bookstore, Stiletto Network. And my website is www.PamelaReichman.com. I'm Twitter at Pamela Reichman, and I have a Facebook site called Stiletto-Network.
Okay, so this is what's up, Pam. We've got something called Real Women, Real Talk every single Friday. We've got to bring you back. We've got to really explore and dissect the book because there are so many other incredible stories in the book. And this is the metaphor that I use for women every single time I talk about this subject, is that we are all cheerleaders whether we've ever worn the short skirt or not. And what the book really, the kicker for me was building that pyramid and knowing that we need each other. That not one person can make it to the top without the sum total of the group. And this really is the concept that women must grasp, that there is enough for each and every one of us. Pam, the book is brilliant. It is incredible. And I hope that it just reaches the New York Times bestselling list immediately because it's just that great.
Oh, thank you so much. I've loved writing it. This really was a labor of love. It changed my whole life.
Absolutely. Pam, thank you so much for joining us all the way from New York City. The book is called Stiletto Network, Inside the Women's Power Circles That Are Changing the Face of Business. I love it. Hey, everybody, you're on point. Got to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people. Thank you.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator
creator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, SINLA Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. And the way that you can do that is by helping a child, by mentoring, by helping a child learn to read, and just by befriending a child that is in need. All you've got to do is be 55 years old or older. They're going to give you a stipend that's going to help you. It's not going to affect any of your monies, and it's just a great way to give back. Here's how you can find out more about the program, 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Red River Bank, everyday extraordinary banking, committed to the financial needs of our community. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. We're going to be telling you more about hurricane season, being prepared, being on point with your insurance, and understanding what you have and what you may need. The number to phone Rosa and her team in Rapides Parish is 318-487-1881. Now, before we move on and change gears, I just want to revisit Stiletto Network. It is an incredible book. And if you have got a networking situation in place, I believe that this book will be a tool to help you. It is about bringing influencers together. It is about bringing powerful women together, like-minded women. And for all of those women that walk into a room and feel instantaneously uncomfortable or feel like another woman is looking at you and prejudging you, the book is all about how we get past that. And one of the passages from the book says simply this: behind every great woman are other great women. And I love that, because this is what we are trying to begin to permeate. We are trying to send the message by sharing our forum with all of you that there is enough room, that there is enough money, that there is enough space. And what we're doing is we're creating a silos for each other. We're creating a space for each other. And I think that when we open up our hearts and our minds to the possibility that it doesn't matter who arrives first, that we're all on a path, we're all on our own destiny path, and we'll get there when we get there. And when we begin to serve in another's visions and another's dream, that's when we'll see change happen. And one of the last things that Pam said to us before we left the air, she said, kindness and power. That's what it's all about. I want you to meditate on that, and I want you to think on that, because that's what it's all about. Now, as we switch gears this morning, do I need to take a break, or we're good? Okay, let me get a quick break here. We're going to be switching gears, but we're going to be talking about an important conversation. We're going to be talking to Dr. Steve Perry. He is America's most trusted educator. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining this morning, it's 8:14 Central Standard, 9:14 Eastern. And y'all, let me just say, before I give any introductions, if you are a parent, you need to call somebody because this is a conversation that you absolutely cannot afford to miss. Let me introduce you to Dr. Steve Perry. He is the founder and principal of what U.S. News and World Report has cited as one of the top schools in the country, Capital Preparatory Magnet School in Hartford, Connecticut. Dr. Perry is an educator, he's an author, he is a speaker, and he is also known as America's most trusted educator. Dr. Perry, good morning, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do deeply appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. So this morning, I just want to set the stage for what our conversation is going to be about, Dr. Perry. We're talking about something that every woman who has sister friends understands and knows about, and that is fatherless sons. The conversation has been started on a national level, and it even appears that it is turning into a pandemic. Now, let me set the conversation by talking about an article that I read in the Huffington Post that moved us so much that we decided that we needed to open the conversation on the OPT. It has to do with Jay-Z's new release, the Magna Carta Holy Grail. And this is what he said, Dr. Perry. I don't know if you read it or not. He said, the happy dad describes, they're talking about, he describes Blue Ivy Carter as something we both created. And he says he and Beyonce still marvel at her. But it deals with the fact that my pop, talking about Jay-Z, my pop left when I was young. He didn't teach me how to be a man, nor how to raise a child, or how to treat a woman. A somewhat emotional Jay-Z tells Rick Rubin on the track that the two things I need, I don't have, and I have a daughter. It's about the paranoia of not being a great dad. I want you to first of all start by speaking to that, Dr. Perry.
Not only do I feel that, I experience it. My father wasn't in my life in the way in which a man should be in his son's life. And so much of what I do as a dad, I end up questioning. I think, did I go too hard on that or did I not go hard enough? Which is compounded by my work as a principal because I see what happens when children are undisciplined. So it's often that I go further than maybe I should for the fear that my children will end up in my office as they're both students at my school.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so the conversation really opened up, Dr. Perry, on what you would call one of the largest microphones in the world, on Oprah's Life Class, and you were having this conversation. The statistics bear out that 1 in 3 children are living in homes without fathers. 24 million children live in biological father-absent homes. And I want you to begin to speak to what needs to happen, because I was saying to you before we came on the air, we have a 13-year-old son, and at a certain point, when a boy becomes and is becoming a young man, mother has to pull back. But now if mother doesn't have a man there, there is the sort of dichotomy. There is the challenge. How do we help women to deal with that issue?
First, we have to expand the definition of fatherlessness. While there may be an estimated 24 million children who are without their biological father in their home, there's an additional hundreds of millions of adults and children whose fathers were so emotionally incapable of fathering, even from the room next door, that they suffer from some of the same trauma as children who've never met their father. So fatherlessness is a pandemic.
Wow.
It is a pandemic. It is the issue that doesn't die, because whether you are debilitated by it or inspired by it, meaning that your father wasn't there, it impacts you until you're gone. Everybody who doesn't have a father knows that they don't have a father, and they never forget it. That's the first part. That includes the women. And so many of the mothers who I work with need to understand that in order for you to hear what you need to hear, we need you to shut your mouth and listen. Mm. What that means is we love you, but we can't love you more than we can teach you some of these skills. And there are some essential skills that women need to know in order to be effective at parenting. For instance, one of the things that mothers do wrong all the time is they repeat themselves. Boy, pick up your clothes. I said pick up. Why are you not picking up? What are you? And he hasn't even had time to stand up to pick a clothing article up. Mm. And all that does is make the mother more and more frustrated, and the child listens less and less. And as he gets older, your voice, he begins to tune out to it.
Wow.
And it's these simple strategies that when more and more mothers begin to listen to a man who talks to a child, man, most men don't tell the child to do something over and over and over and over, hyper expressing themselves. They say, pick that up.
Right.
And then they give the boy time to pick it up. And then the next time they tell him something, it's different. Oh, you don't want to pick your clothes up? So you must not want X, Y, Z, A, B, C.
Mm-hmm.
They change the conversation. And these are the types of skills that become essential in developing a young man who can be disciplined. Another thing that a lot of moms do because they don't have a man who they listen to, because not a, you know, a lot of women will say they don't have a father figure, and that's true. But in many cases, they just don't listen to the men who care.
Ooh.
So they have a coach, and he, their son plays midget football, and they say, I'm going to take him off the team. He has bad grades. Well, that's one of the worst things you can do. Not because I love football, but because you have him surrounded with dudes who are volunteering their time 3 to 5 nights a week to sit there and teach your son how to be a man.
Wow.
And you can take him away from that and put him in the living room so he can do what, study? That's not going to come. It's not going to come that way. You're going to get him where you want him by working with the men who are the coaches on that team to support you in the process and listening to what they say. I can't tell you how many times I have parents who will allow their child to quit a team.
Mm.
And again, it's not about a team. It's not about the sport. It's about learning that when a man starts something, a man finishes it. When my son had 102 fever last night, I was tired. My day started at 4 a.m. yesterday. And so, you know, children only seem to get fevers at around 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Of course.
And so me, you know, him calling me up out of the bed and asking me to go into the room, I can't make the fever go away, but I can make him feel comfortable. But, man, I'm kneeling by the side of his bed, and I'm trying to keep my eyes open. Well, quitters wouldn't have done that. A quitter would have stayed behind in bed if he was even there at all.
Right.
But you learn these skills early on, and this is where mothers, if you listen to many of the good dudes around you, and there are a lot of good dudes. Now, recognize there are a lot of bums out there who are not good fathers.
Mm-hmm.
But there, every community I've ever been to has men who are volunteering, typically through sports, typically through sports, or Boy Scouts, or through their church or mosque or synagogue. Good dudes who are trying to raise the entire community's kids, but they spend so much daggum time fighting these mothers who will come in and make the job even harder.
Right. Now, so let me stop you right there because I think that's critical. The mothers that are coming out fighting the people that are trying to mentor, trying to help sons to become men, how do we help them? You see it time and time again. He's hurt. He's not going to play. Don't talk to him like that. You're not going to do, you know. How do we change the atmosphere? And a lot of it, Dr. Perry, is that mothers feel sorry because dad is not there.
And guilty mm-hmm. for not being there and afraid. But there's another part. That's not the part that makes them not listen. The part that makes them not listen is, quite frankly, run-of-the-mill arrogance. Mm-hmm. A lot of women think they're better parents than the men. They just think that they know better. I can't tell you how many men I know who are some of the nations and world's top thinkers on things like parenting and education who go home and fight with their wife about how to raise their kids.
Wow.
If there's something about what we've done with American women, specifically black American women, that has them thinking not only that they can do better, but they are better than the men in their lives.
Why do you think that it's specifically African American women?
I said American, and then I said black women.
Okay.
But I can tell you that a lot of black women don't trust men. A lot of black women look up and they think, he ain't no better than my father and grandfather. And we have entire families entire families, and they ain't talking about small families, in which there is no father figure that a woman can respect.
Wow.
Even her brother ain't taking care of his kids. So he's a sorry dad and uncle. So nobody can listen to this dude. So I get why.
Okay.
I really get why. The same way I understand why black people in particular have so much distrust about public schools. You should. The schools are doing you wrong. I get it. And so it's difficult for me to, because I have to argue both sides, because I'm in a public school, and I am a brother who's trying to help people's kids. And there are times when I volunteer, on top of what other things I do, I volunteer coach my son's football team. That's volunteering. But I've heard it. Y'all ain't going to talk to my kid like that. Are you serious?
Right.
But in here, but how about this? You come volunteer and teach him how to play football then.
You know what I hear, and Dr. Then, Perry? You know what I hear? I hear that I hear your frustration. And because I'm a woman who's been married to a man for a long, long time, I know that there are certain things that women can do that'll make a man quit. How do we change the atmosphere?
We have to be straight with these sisters and say, look, y'all got to shut up. You got to stop. This is not cool. You have to stop. The blood is running through our streets. There is no more time for polite conversation. Our kids are literally dying, not metaphorically dying.
Mm-hmm.
And we can focus on Trayvon for a moment if that's what we need to do to get our Trayvon fix on. But I need to let people know that every single community that has a large cache of black people has black people killing black people, and it's sons killing sons.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why sons are killing sons is not because they hate somebody else's son. It's because they hate themselves, mm-hmm. because they haven't grown up loving themselves. They do these horrible things to themselves because they don't feel like their own life is worth saving. And when you have a man or group of men who want to throw their arm around your son's shoulder and say, I got this. Give me this boy. Let me work with him. And all you – I'm telling you, I can't tell you, and I literally cannot tell you how many times I've had to fight with a mother to do the things that I know her son needs.
Mm.
I had a mother come into my office. This mother, by the way, is a first lady at a church. Young boy had done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we got him to acknowledge what he had done wrong and to begin to see how he needs to start to do right. The mother said, if you're going to tell him what you already did, then I can't defend you.
Wow.
This is a first lady at one of the biggest churches around. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? The boy looks at me like, there you go. See, I'm not doing it.
Wow.
His character is being impugned because she just wants him to love her because she doesn't feel loved.
Dr. Perry, let's do this. Let me get you to hold that thought. Got to take a break here. But, y'all, this is a conversation that is absolutely on point. Stay with us. We're back with more of Dr. Steve Perry right after this.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, good morning, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 8:33. Today is Wind Down Wednesday, and we're joined by Dr. Steve Perry. He is the founder and principal at Capital Preparatory Magnet School in Hartford, Connecticut, and he is also an educator, an author, and speaker, been called America's most trusted educator because he's speaking out on so many issues. And before we revisit the conversation, I want to ask women especially, and my brother friends, I want to ask you to just not listen with your ears. I feel your combativeness in the spirit. I feel you fussing back. I want to ask you to listen with your best spiritual ears. Our kids are dying. They're going to jail at a breakneck pace. And if we don't get this issue under control, it will absolutely continue. Now, Dr. Perry, before we went to break, we were talking about a lot of the things, but during the break, you were talking about how mothers have got to be more engaged. And I said to you, I said, Dr. Perry, I feel the frustration. I feel the angst that you feel from moms that you're dealing with that want to defend their sons when they're absolutely wrong. We don't want to allow them to become men because somehow it seems like it hurts us or it makes us feel inadequate. What are some of the solutions? What are some of the things that mothers can do to back away and allow people like yourself to help?
Truth is, don't see it as backing away. What you're doing is what has been is a time-honored tradition. In every strong community, there's a point at which the young boy goes off with the men, and the men do what they need to do. Whether it's going to the barbershop, the ride over, sitting down, talking to people, going up there, getting your hair cut into something that you didn't want, but that's what the grown man who said that he's taking you there is going to give you. And that whole process of humbling a boy until he's ready to become a man is time-honored. This is what we do when we're at our best. And too many women feel like, well, I want to be a part of that conversation. You can't be. Mm. Not for you. Go somewhere. Do something else. Let us do what we need to do. We love you enough to want to support you. Sisters, listen, and let's just keep it 100. You picked that dude. You picked that sorry dude who isn't in that child's life. And I understand what that means to you. I only understand it because I was a son of that same kind of dude. Today, as I travel to literally the world talking about education, my father and I have not spoken over 2 years.
Wow.
And one would think if you had a son who you could brag about, you'd at least holler at dude and say, hey, man, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But the cleavage is so deep that not even my professional and personal success, having two beautiful sons, is enough to draw this man out of the shadows.
And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that personally?
I deal with it on a number of levels. I think he's a clown. I think he's missing out on amazing opportunities. It seems to me that being a grandparent is way cooler than being a parent. But that's his stuff. He's got to deal with that. One monkey ain't going in this circus.
Right.
My sons are doing just fine. And you know, if they see dude again, that's on him.
Right.
But the point that I'm making is I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that in order for us to be able to not have this repeated, what we need to do is we need to find a way to talk to women and get you to understand that it's not just the physical deaths that children are dying. It's the young boy who comes into class and won't raise his hand because he doesn't have the self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
because he thinks that if he raises his hand, he's going to be soft, because the only hard people are the people who act stupid in the community and in his school, as opposed to a dad who gets up and goes to work and he sees that's a dude right there. That's
mm-hmm.
a dad. That's a man.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, who is the biggest, strongest man on earth, told me I better raise my hand when I go to class.
That's right. And I better open my mouth and speak up.
And I better open my mouth and I better look at him when I shake his
mm-hmm.
hand. I better shake his hand firmly.
That's
and he's
right.
going to get mad at me when I do that. That's the missing link. Those are the parts that don't happen. And I'm telling you, on a regular basis, I have parents come in, and mothers, and why are you talking so sharply to my son?
Right.
That's how men talk to boys.
Mm.
That's a man conversation. That's how we talk to each other. That boy is not hurt by that. You know, I showed you a personal story. My son and my son's wife and I were playing Uno, and my youngest son, who's 8, kept showing his hand. And I told him like 7 times, boy, put your hand up because your brother's looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife got upset with me for raising my voice to him. But my son got it. He wasn't upset by it.
Right.
He lifted his hand up.
Right.
But to the woman's ear, it sounds like I'm
mm-hmm.
yelling it.
Because we're built so differently. And I said this to you during the break, and I'll say this for parents who are in dual parent homes. And I know many of us face this. When you have a man that is a man and you've got a son, we have to step back, and I have had to step back in so many cases where I felt like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're talking to him like this. This is just too far. But I have enough in me to know that I've got to step back and let his dad teach him how to be a man. so that he can man up, because he is going to leave the nest. And this is what I think the conversation has to be about. It has to be about women not turning boys into girls, into little women.
Mama's boys becomes baby's daddies, and that's the truth. Wow. And what so many of our mothers want to do is they want to guarantee that they're going to have a man in their life for the rest of their life. And so they don't mind that they dummy down this child into near retardation so that they cannot take care of themselves, so that they won't know how to iron and won't know how to wash a dish. Mm. They won't know how to pay a bill, and they're going to stay in the house forever, and they're going to be dependents. And that's okay with them that they're dependents. They're grown behind men living in their mother's house. And guess what? There's some girl out there who's all too willing to take this dependent into her life mm-hmm. and make him a father. You can't make a dependent a father.
Hmm. You know, one of the things that I thought was so interesting in that conversation on Oprah's Life Class is she asked you initially, what does a father do? What is the definition of a father? And you said what?
Set standards. He establishes structure. In order for a woman to feel comfortable in the position that you find yourself in often, which is to have your husband, mm-hmm. his father, mm-hmm. also a parent, because you ain't the only parent in the house, talk to your son in a particular way, you have to have self-esteem. And you clearly do. In addition to that, you have to understand that there are limits to what you can do, but there are great depths to what you can do. So it's not like you as a parent don't get to do anything.
Right.
You get to continue to be your son's parent, but you don't have to handle certain things because there's somebody else who's better at that.
Right. And I realize now that my role, as he is 13, going to be 14, I realize that my role has got to change. And that,
just
for
like
women,
have,
it's hard, Dr. Perry.
It is. And just like you ask your husband to come open the top on a jar,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that you're not going to cook what's in there, but you need some help.
Right.
And a good dad establishes structure. He tells him what time he got to get up.
That's right.
Tells him what time he got to do something. Puts him out in the yard. And you know, against the mother's wishes. It's hot outside. Why you got him outside? It's so hot. Like, he's the only one who knows the temperature.
Right.
You know, like, we got, you know, it's cold outside. How's he outside? Well, he's outside with me.
That's right. And he's gonna be all right.
And he's going to be all right. So stand down, Mom.
And so this is
the father's father.
And this is what I want. This is what I want you, from a male perspective, to tell couples especially. And we had this conversation off the air. I think it's critical. We cannot fight each other about how to raise a boy in the house, because what we're seeing is that men will get tired and eventually they will either leave physically or they will leave emotionally, because we're not making them feel like men.
So let me stay there. One of the biggest problems that I have as a person who speaks publicly is that much of the conversations that actually need to be had are had privately. We have them off air. We have them offline. And then, and you know, as an educator, we have these conversations about parents, but not to parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that guy. The way I speak off air is the way I speak on air. And we're not talking about the honey boo boos of our community. We're talking about these are sisters who went to Harvard or who have their JD or whatever in the house, fussing with the man with whom they have 50% of child with.
Mm-hmm.
In there, making him have to fight and fuss to raise his kid. He's not just yours.
That's right.
He's not just yours. So get over yourself. Allow this man to parent by allowing him to do. And how bad is that? You have to allow him. You have to stop yourself from jumping in the way of him parenting. And I know there's so many men like, brother, please, please come to my house. Talk to me.
Preach. They're saying preach, Dr. Perry.
Because I'm telling you, it doesn't matter a person, rich or poor. No man wants to come into his house and have to fight for a little stitch of
mm-hmm.
life.
And of manhood.
He doesn't want that.
Right.
He doesn't want that. And, you know, he doesn't want to have to literally expose himself and make himself a completely vulnerable, broken mess in order to get the woman to be like, wow, mm-hmm. maybe he's really serious. Instead, most men will just tap out and say, you know what, that's it. And I'll tell you very quickly, one of the things that I've begun to realize as I become more introspective, my grandfather, who had 8 children, many of whom didn't do well. My uncles and aunts and them, they really didn't do very well in life in terms of professionally and otherwise. They dropped out, almost all of them dropped out of high school and on and on and on. I realized that my grandfather had essentially detached from the conversation. He would literally go up the hill and stay there. And my grandmother would yell, Willardy! And he would stand there, and she'd send the grandkids up there to get him, and he'd be up there. He'd stay up there. Because he got no say in the house after a while. She over-talked him on everything. She just, it wasn't she's a bad person. I love my grandmother to death. But she just talked him out of his parenting role.
Well, she talked him out of his manhood. And that's really, I think, what's at issue. And I can give you an example. When you come from a matriarchal perspective, where there's only women. For instance, the women in my family, we had this conversation, right, where my son is practicing football, right, and they're like, it is too hot out there. Do you hear about these kids having heat strokes? On and on and on. And I said, you know what? He's got a dad. But if I wouldn't be a submitted wife and understand that man is man, dad is dad, I would have said, he don't need to be out there in that heat. You've been hearing about all those heat strokes? Why they got those kids out there at those hours?
Those women get in your ear, mess up your life, your marriage, and your son's life. And that's what happens.
And they don't mean any harm. And they don't mean any harm. But
they don't. But they also have to recognize that simply because you don't mean harm doesn't mean you're not doing harm. And when someone tells you to stop, you have to stop. Enough has to be enough. How many more kids do you need to see underperform? I'm so tired of black women talking about, well, at least he ain't in prison. At least he ain't doing this. Really? So that's it. So that's the standard. At least he's not in prison and he's not dead and he doesn't have a kid by 15. So that's all. That's the standard.
That's the bar.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you, Dr. Perry, when we thought about having this conversation and we saw the article, I said we wanted this to be a conversation where we literally sat at your feet. We knew you were going to keep it real, keep it raw. This is a conversation that most people do not want to hear. But what I felt deeper than everything that we've talked about, Dr. Perry, is that this has to start with self-truth. The women that are hearing this conversation and that are, I won't even say guilty. I'll say women that are doing this, that are offenders and don't know it. See, knowledge, they say, is power, but it's only potentially powerful if we use it. It has the potential to be powerful. But if we keep saying, I know what he's saying, but, and we don't ever make the change, we're going to continue to raise the next generation of men who won't pull their pants up, who are talking like they have rocks in their mouth and won't work.
The only way that anyone can do that is to use that big word that you use that has somehow gone out of style in marriage and among black women in particular, submission. Absolutely dead set against it. Too many women will not say to their husband, I submit to you, and really do it.
Right. But I'm going to tell you, when you've got a man that's got a backbone and you understand that, what that's saying, Dr. Perry, is that I trust you. And if you have married a man, I don't care what the situation, if you have married him, to me that speaks volumes. He loves this child just as much as you do. There has to be the issue of trust. I trust that when my husband says, no, he's not going to miss the first day of practice. Yes, he's going to go out there in the heat. No, he can't quit. Now, he don't have to play next year if he don't want to, but if he started, he is not going to be allowed to quit. I honor that. I respect that.
But you understand, though, and I know you know this, that is rare. You do understand that. Because it's not about the strength of the man. It's how willing the woman is to stop fighting. Because too often what happens is, again, I'm talking about some real powerful dudes that if you knew who I was talking about, you're like, that him? Real powerful dudes who are at home literally sword fighting with their wife to try and raise their son because he's saying, I know it's hot. It's July. But he got football practice.
That's right.
I mean, that's it. You know, And God forbid, let the boy get hurt at football practice or baseball practice or whatever. Then it's, I told you, that's why he shouldn't be out there, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that offended my husband. That offended him as a man. And he has played football not just on a high school level, but on a collegiate level. And he found that very offensive. And I'm going to tell you, as we bring families together, and I know it takes the family, but we as women, and women, I'm speaking to you. Dr. Perry is speaking to you. We have got to be careful. You can run a man off with what you say or don't say. And you
That's all that runs a man off, just so we're clear. That's what it is. A brother's like, I'm just tired. She just, I don't want to hear this anymore. I don't want to have to fight. There's a weaker man whose ex-wife or wife or child's mother makes him feel like he's a liability. And then there's a mother at home that the grandmother co-sizes. It's easy for him to say, you know what, I'm just not feeling this. I don't even feel like I can come and play a role because I've been told I'm sorry for so long. And right. Then here she comes, making me feel even worse.
Absolutely.
Making me feel like she's, you know, the person who invented parenting.
And
you have to understand that so many of our women are making parenting, co-parenting, virtually impossible because they won't stop. They just won't stop.
Right. And we just have to stop and look at ourselves. Dr. Perry, we're just about out of time, but I got this text, and I hope that you can just answer this with your best heart and really speak to this. One woman says that the biggest thing that she doesn't understand about being in a fatherless situation, she's a single mom. She says, the thing that I don't understand is why he doesn't love his son. She says, he's alive and he's well and he wants nothing to do with him. She said, and that is hard. What do you say to women all across the country that have that issue?
I say my heart breaks because he is not a good person. He's a disgusting human being. Even insects raise their young until they get up. They're not in the larva. Everything until it's taken away from them takes care of their young. So for a grown behind man to leave his children to be raised by anyone other than himself, he is not a good human being. And there's a place for him in hell. Hmm. That doesn't mean, however, sister, that your son is going to grow up to be a loser.
Right.
If you will trust good men,
mm-hmm.
And you can tell a good man by someone who's not trying to sleep with you every single time he does a favor for you.
Right.
You can tell a good man by him just wanting to help your child. He's not asking for anything. It's not a quid pro quo. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. You see, he's doing out of kindness of his heart. Even if you think he's a zealot, you know, they take that football too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They take that basketball too seriously. But hold on a second. Did he come pick your son up yesterday?
Right.
Did he feed your son lunch yesterday? Did he bring your son home? Did he pay for your son to play in the league?
Right.
You know, is he there for your kid? Doesn't that sound like a father?
Absolutely.
Why don't you let that man do what he came to do? Because it's hard enough for those of us who are doing it. It's hard enough for us to do it, to fight with the boy. But to then have to come home and have you co-sign a child's foolishness makes it even harder.
Absolutely.
Let us help you. You know, the boy says, I can't tell you how many boys will say, you know, we'll see him because we're in school now. We're year-round school.
Okay.
But boy will say, my mother said I got to come home today. Really?
Mm.
I can't go to practice today because I got to come home. To do what?
Wow.
I got to help my mother with my younger brother. You don't have any kids. Your mother has kids.
Wow. That's powerful. Dr. Perry, we knew you would be just as open and honest and real and raw as you have been. I think that, as you've said, and I alluded to at the top of the show, I hope it's not a pandemic. You say it absolutely is a pandemic, but it is a national conversation that has to be started, and we just can't keep saying, I know, but. We've got to begin to take some action, and I think that it is incredible that you are going to be joining Bishop Jakes at this year's Mega Fest. What do you think that's going to look and feel like this year?
Well, I am so proud that Bishop Jakes has invited me to participate in this conversation. And what I'm sensing is that more and more of our men and women need to understand the very simplest of expectations, which is when you have a child, take care of a child. And so it's going to be, I mean, there are literally going to be 50,000 people there celebrating their faith and their family. Mm. And I pray that everybody comes in the sound of my voice so that they understand that we can win. As bad as it is, we can win. We can win. We know the solutions to our problems. That's why people say, I know, but. Yeah, you do know.
And we've got to leave the but behind.
Everything that comes out of a but is crap. So no more buts.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're going to try to have Bishop Jakes on before MegaFest. Dr. Perry, you have been absolutely amazing.
Excellent job.
Excellent job. Dr. Perry, please meet David Christmas. He's my husband. And he has been just all about this conversation as well. And
you picked a good one, brother. You picked a good one. My hat goes off to you. It really does.
You know, it's all about us making the changes that we want to see, and we can make those changes. And I don't think that it's because I'm good. I think it's just what we need to do and what we should do. And what God calls us to do. So it has nothing to do with that. You can make a decision, you know, to be submitted or not.
Well, and too few women will allow themselves to be taught how to do something. And I can tell you how many really, I'm talking about well-educated men, have a wife at home who are telling them how to take out the trash.
Wow.
Like, really? So you think that you have more skill on taking the trash out than I do? Okay. Like, that stuff gets old after a while. It just gets old. You just think, so I'm going to come home from a successful day at work and fuss with you about whether or not it's too cold or too hot for our children to go outside, whether it's whether the trash should or shouldn't be taken out, or whether the dishes should or shouldn't. Why would I come home to that? And there are so many men, and this is not my opinion, this is the truth. There are more, at this point, there are more black women who have not or will not ever be married than in some cases, there in some communities that there are.
Absolutely. Dr. Perry, we've got to leave it there. Thank you so much for spending the earliest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Dr. Perry, you've been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Hold 1 second, Dr. Perry. Hey, everybody. You know what? What a powerful conversation. We hope that you'll take heed. We're going to have many more of those conversations. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Thank Pamela Reichman, Dr. Steve Perry, and thank all of you. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.